So a weird day for polls. Another UMR poll was leaked, which is a story in and of itself. That has Labor at 45, the Nats on 26, ACT on 13. But the one the media leapt on because they hate Judith Collins is a Curia poll done for the Taxpayers Union that has National on 21, Labor on 45, ACT on 15. The ACT party leader, David Seymour, is back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Which one do you like, 15 or 13?
Look, I like them both because I look at the overall number. At the election, ACT plus National was 32%. In both of these polls, that block is up to 36 or 39. I guess I like the one where the two parties are at 39 because it shows we're making progress to changing this government.
You're seeing a block vote as opposed to an individual vote. On an individual basis, how much of your 13 or 15 do you reckon is soft National?
Well, we actually know that because one of the polls showed a breakdown. And, you know, about two-thirds of the votes coming to us are people who previously voted National. But the other third are actually people that voted for other parties, including a lot of them. People who voted Labor coming across to ACT. And I wouldn't characterise it as soft National. I think it's people responding to an ACT party that is saying, look, we've got a government that divides people, it divides wealth. We need to unite people behind good ideas and create the conditions for the whole country to become wealthier instead of this constant identity politics. So I don't think it's soft vote. It's people responding to that vision because we need it. If we don't make a change, then the biggest beneficiary will be a place called Australia, which is going to get a whole lot of very motivated and talented new residents.
What you can't dispute, though, is in all polls, Labor's about 45, add the Greens, they're still the government. Why, given all that's going on, all you're trying to point out, and we can talk about the contact tracing, the scenarios, the stress testing and all of that in just a moment, why, given all of that, do they remain so popular?
Well, I think if you look all around the world, in a crisis, the incumbent has benefited. But they have to deliver results in the long term. And, you know, what a great time to talk about contact tracing and testing and vaccination. I think it would be fair to say that the government's response through this current outbreak hasn't actually done anything to trace, test and isolate and get us out of lockdown faster. The government has relied on lockdowns and debt, with their COVID response sort of muddling along behind, about a week behind. That's why the South Island had to be locked down for much longer than it should have been, because all they can do is lock us down, wait for the virus to burn out, and borrow money to cover over the cost.
But people love it. Look at the polls, David. People are loving it. 45 and 8 for the Greens. They're lapping it up.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. If you look at businesses, I mean, we did a discussion with hospitality owners just last Friday, and we'll do it again with more people and small business coming up this week. You know, those people, they can't borrow like Grant Robertson can. And as more people wake up to that, that's why you're seeing a shift. And that's why, you know, whatever you make of these polls, ACT and National are up versus Labor and the Greens at the election. And it's pretty hard to see reasons why that trend won't continue, because there's certainly nothing the government is doing right now that is adding value. All they're doing is dividing.
Do you think Judith is toast?
Look, I'd say, you know, again, if you look at those overall numbers, one of the polls, the Nats are down slightly from the election. The other one, they're actually up from the election. So if the National Party are looking at results, you'd have to say that in challenging circumstances, their polling's still improving and the chance of changing the government's increasing. So if I was them, you know, I'd say that look at the overall results, but I'm sure they'll have their own internal machinations, and that's something for them.
Appreciate your time as always, David Seymour, the ACT Party leader this morning.